This is Dave Conover, Education Director for Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and this is your environment. People who have lived along the Hudson, from Native Americans to the Dutch, British, and modern-day Americans, have taken advantage of the estuary's diversity and productivity. Harvesting oysters from New York Harbor was a thriving industry in the 1800s. Atlantic sturgeons were once so plentiful they were referred to as Albany beef. Migrating striped bass and shad created commercial fisheries that were an important part of New York's heritage. But as more and more people settled in the valley and the industry took hold, the river began to feel the effects of human activity, and whatever happens to the river was reflected in the fish. Some of this impact resulted in fish death, such as sewage robbing the water of dissolved oxygen. But a more subtle pollution, one not detectable with the naked eye, was also taking place. Chemicals such as PCBs, dumped into the Hudson by GE during the middle of the 20th century, lingered in the river, infiltrating the river's ecology and magnifying into the flesh of fish. By the mid-1970s, the commercial striped bass fishery in the Hudson was closed because of PCBs. Today, the Hudson is in the midst of an historic cleanup. Contaminated sediments are being removed, and the hope is that with the source of the toxins reduced, the fish will someday become safe to eat. But we are not there yet. As a result, the New York State Department of Health issues advice on eating fish caught in New York State waters. The advice is designed to give members of the public the best information possible regarding eating fish and varies based on who you are, where you fish, and what you catch. Because of the lingering PCB problem, the general advice is that women under the age of 50 and children under 15 should not eat any fish from the Hudson River. No one of any age or gender should be eating catfish or eels caught from the Hudson because these fish are known to have higher levels of PCBs. Anyone eating blue crabs should only eat the claws, not the tamale or hepatopancreas, as that is where the toxins tend to concentrate. Also discard any cooking water. The Department of Health also offers advice on how to best prepare and cook your fish, such as skinning the fish, removing fatty portions, and discarding the juices. While this works for reducing the PCBs in a meal, other environmental toxins, such as mercury, cannot be so easily avoided. The Department of Health has more information about which waters in the state have this problem. The Health Department doesn't want to discourage fishing and recognizes that fish are a great source of recreation and food. They just want to ensure that people have access to the best information possible. For more details on the health advice, contact the New York State Department of Health at 1-800-458-1158 or go to their website, www.health.ny.gov/Hudson River Fish. We all look forward to the day when we don't have to worry about what is in the fish we eat, no matter where it comes from. This is Dave Conover, Education Director for the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and this has been Your Environment.